Where and how can we get to know people of different cultures better? In China, it's getting more and more difficult to get to know people from different cultures because more and more foreign websites and apps are blocked here. Even most of the popular movies are hard to watch now unless you have high computer skills. Though there are many documentaries on TV about life in other countries, it isn't easy for most people to get to know a foreigner. One way we can learn more is through language, because you can learn so much about a country's culture from their language. And if you meet someone from a foreign country who doesn't speak Chinese, the only way to get to know them is to speak to them in their language. What are the advantages and disadvantages of cultural diversity? From my perspective, the main advantage of cultural diversity is that you can learn different attitudes and opinions about a topic. Most of the people I know are from very similar backgrounds, so most of us have similar ideas about most topics, and we never really hear about alternative opinions. In this way, I think we are quite naive and lack any understanding about many issues because we only ever hear one side of the story. On the other hand, cultural diversity can cause many problems in society. If people's ideas are too different, it can be difficult for people of different cultures or races to get on well with each other, and this may result in a divided society. How can traditional culture and other cultures coexist? If you look at many foreign countries, such as Australia or America, many different cultures exist together. Although I know that these places are not always peaceful and there are many problems there, including racism and inequality. For different cultures to coexist more harmoniously, people need to be more open-minded and try harder to understand others' opinions. If we are stubborn and refuse to listen, we will never truly understand each other and we will always face conflict. Sometimes we have to realize that we are not the best at everything and admit that we can learn from other cultures. Which traditions are disappearing? There are many traditions that are disappearing in China. Skills such as calligraphy, tai chi, and paper folding used to be extremely popular, even for teenagers. And although some young people still enjoy these kinds of hobbies, most children prefer to spend their time playing sports, computer games, or watching videos online. Most kids see Chinese traditional hobbies as boring, and even if they try them, they usually give up after a few tries. Modern technology is changing society a lot, and most people don't even write Chinese anymore because most writing is done on laptops or mobile phones. If this continues, younger generations may not even be able to read Chinese, and the whole language might become something like Greek or Egyptian hieroglyphics.